లలితా సహస్రనామా 147. నిరాశ్రయ, షీ హు డస్ నాట్ నీడ్ సపోర్ట్. సౌందర్య లహరి డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హర్ దాస్. శివశక్త్యాయుక్తో యది భవది శక్త ప్రభవితుం నచే దేవం దేవో నకలు కుశల స్పందితు భవి అతస్త్వాం ఆరాధ్యాం హరిహర విరించాతి పిరబి ప్రణంతుం స్తోతుం వా కథమకృత పుణ్య ప్రభవతి. లార్డ్ శివ ఓన్లీ బికమ్స్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ శక్తి. Without her, even an inch he cannot move. And so, how can one who does not do good deeds, or one who does not sing your praise, become adequate to worship you? O Goddess mine, who is worshipped by the Trinity? Even Lord Shiva is inactive without Shakti. So, how can we say that Shakti needs support? A famous author, after her analysis on Shakti and her energy, wrote thus: Shakti means power. In Hindu philosophy and theology, Shakti is understood to be the active dimension of the Godhead, the divine power that underlines the Godhead's ability to create the world and to display itself. Within the totality of the Godhead, Shakti is the complementary pole of the divine tendency towards quiescence and stillness. It is quite common, furthermore, to identify Shakti with a female being, a goddess, and to identify the other pole with her male consort. The two poles are usually understood to be interdependent and to have relatively equal status in terms of the divine economy. The term Shakti refers to multiple ideas. In general, definition is dynamic energy that is responsible for creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe. It is identified as female energy because Shakti is responsible for creation, as mothers are responsible for birth. Without Shakti, nothing in this universe would happen. She stimulates Shiva, which is passive energy in the form of consciousness, to create. Ardhanarishvara, a Hindu deity who is half male and half female, is an iconic representation of this idea. The deity is equally male and female, illustrating that the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe is dependent on both forces. Shakti also refers to the manifestation of this energy, namely goddesses. Some goddesses embody the destructive aspects of Shakti, such as death, degeneration, and illness, with other goddesses, and while the others embody the creative and auspicious powers of Shakti, such as nature, the elements, music, art, dance, and prosperity. Shakti may be personified as the gentle and the benevolent Uma, consort of Shiva or Kali, the terrifying force destroying evil or Durga, the warrior who conquers force that threatens the stability of the universe. Goddess worshippers often view their deity as the all-powerful supreme being, second not even to male god. They are enduring goddess traditions all over India, especially in West Bengal and South India. Goddesses symbolizing various aspects of power were very predominant in village culture. Village men, women and children, when they pray for immediate needs, address a female and not a male. David Kinsley writes, "Text or context exalting the Mahadevi, however, usually affirm Shakti to be a power or the power underlying ultimate reality or to be ultimate reality itself. Instead of being understood as one of the two poles or as one dimension of a bipolar conception of the divine, Shakti as it applies to the Mahadevi is often identified with the essence of reality. According to Devi Bhagavata, the lord of the Ganas, Chitrakarma, creates the image of a man out of the burnt ashes of love. The love god Manmada, who tried to distract Shiva from meditation and got burnt by the power of Agni from the third eye of Shiva. Shiva names a new image Banda or Panda, teaches him a powerful mantra and gives him the boon of being 1.5 times as strong as his enemy and empowering him as a ruler for 60,000 years. By the power of his mantra, one could gain 1/2 the might of one's adversary. Unfortunately, because he was generated from the ashes of Shiva's wrath, he is transformed into a fierce demon. Intoxicated with his newfound power, he proceeded to rampage the kingdom of the gods. Apprehending defeat and humiliation, there's nothing that any of the gods can do during the 60,000 years when Shiva is protecting Banda. But once this time has gone by, the gods try to find a way to destroy him and protect all the celestials from the atrocities of a demon. The devas, in disguise of a parrot image, together with the Holy Trinity, Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma, summon the Divine Mother Adiparashakti, Sri Lalitambika, in the form of Kamachi. Legend has it that Kamachi appeared in her ethereal form in a pit or a cave to save the devas from the asuras, agrees to stop Banda's effort to overtake the city of the gods and destroy him. The battle starts and gods rejoice in Kamachi's growing success and worship her. Nonetheless, Banda is still alive and empowered. Sri Kamachi agrees to bless all those worshipping her with progeny, fame and virtue, among other things. As its city is being attacked by Banda, Kamachi in the form of Parvati marries Lord Shiva, forming a strong allied army. At the same time, Kamachi proclaims her independence while honoring her independence. Years go by and Kamachi leaves her consort to lead the army against Banda. Banda does not regard any army of women as a serious threat and laughs at Kamachi is as though as soft and delicate as a flower. To Banda's dismay and the god's delight, Kamachi's army is very powerful. She is supported by strong women who work together to create unique weapons, particularly the noose and goad, in order to be successful. One after another, Banda's generals are defeated. Kamachi creates new gods to fight as the battle rages on, including Lord Ganesha, and he destroys many armies and Banda's brother. As a reward, Kamachi grants him the right to be worshipped before all other gods. The battle rages on. All the Banda's family is killed, and finally he tries to save himself by creating powerful missiles to destroy Kamachi. She is too powerful for him and sends Durga after him. Finally, it is a showdown between Banda and Kamachi. She kills him using the Kameshwaram missile, which has an incredibly bright splendor. The deities praise Kamachi for her courage and success. She agrees to bring back the god of love, Manmatha, and reunites him with his grateful wife, Rati Devi. This myth shows how Kamachi is the two forms of human nature simultaneously. She is able to be devoted to her consort Shiva, but to maintain her independence, she needs to lead her army to war. She is fierce in her battles, but her most powerful weapons and warriors are created from her laugh and jubilance. Kamachi shows people the way to deal with the problems in their everyday lives. Her being is not an example for those who intend to lead an isolated life. Kamachi shows how to live life in balance. For people with numerous responsibilities, she demonstrates that it is possible to honor the family and other responsibilities without disappointing anyone. All I can say in the words of Abhirami Bhattar is Bhairavi, Panchami, Pasankusai, Panchapani, Vanjar, Uyir Avi Unnum, Uyir Sandhi, Kali, Olirum Kala Uyirvi, Mandali, Malini, Sulini, Varahi, Yendre Seyir, ஆவி நன்மறை சேர் திரு அன்னமங்கள் செப்புவாரே. பைரவி பஞ்சமி பாசாங்குசா பஞ்சமி காளி மண்டலி மாலினி ஷூலி வாராகி சண்டி ஹூ டேக்ஸ் த லைஃப் ஆஃப் த பேட் ஒன்ஸ் அண்ட் கிரேட்லி கிளிட்டரிங் வைரவி ஆல் தீஸ் Our names and the four Vedas tells us thine devotees to chant. Sarve jana shukino bhavantu.